Now, we should examine for any possible imbalance, not only ourselves, but also our Buddhist activities. And this, of course, brings us from the pattern of Buddhist life to the pattern of Buddhist work. The pattern of Buddhist work should correspond to the pattern of Buddhist life. The Buddhist life consists in the development of the five spiritual faculties. So Buddhist activities, the Buddhist movement, in fact, should help us to do this. Not help us just to develop one faculty or two faculties, but all of them. One may say that the sphere of these activities is the spiritual community about which we spoke last time. The spiritual community, we may say, of Buddhism, the Sangha, in the broadest sense, provides the environment for the growth and development of the spiritual faculties, the five spiritual faculties. Under normal conditions, of course, as here, the spiritual community is centered upon the vihara. Viharas have been compared to many things, but I would personally, at least in this context, compare the vihara to a greenhouse. You all know what a greenhouse is. You sow your little seeds in boxes or in trays in the greenhouse in the cold weather, and they sprout up. And when they're a little bit big, a little bit strong, you transplant outside when the weather is a bit milder, a bit warmer. Whereas the plants don't remain in the greenhouse, this is the whole point, all the time. They remain there only when they're comparatively weak, comparatively immature. So this is what happens. In the environment, the more favourable environment of the spiritual community or of the vihara, one's spiritual faculties are developed. They're allowed to germinate and shoot up. And then, of course, they can be transplanted outside. The analogy, one might say, is not quite correct in as much as the little plants, they're transplanted just once. But in the case of all those who are developing their five spiritual faculties, they have to go backwards and forwards between the greenhouse and the open field, as it were. And sometimes it does happen that if they're too long out of the greenhouse, the little shoots get nipped by frost, or they get trampled upon by cattle, and bruised, and sometimes they wither away and die altogether, and a completely new seed has to be sown. So the moral, of course, I think, is quite obvious. Perhaps we should say we should try to be like potted plants. If you sow the seed in the greenhouse, in a pot, well, when it gets quite big, you can move it outside into the sunshine when it's a sunny day. But as soon as it rains, you can bring it back. So in that way, the pots can be moved backwards and forwards in the greenhouse and the open air. So that is perhaps what the successful member of the vihara is like. He comes here quite regularly. His seeds or sprouts of faith and wisdom and so on all develop nicely. Then he goes away for a week. They get a bit nipped, of course, in the course of the week, but back he comes into the greenhouse on Sundays at least, and they sprout and they grow again. Getting all the time, of course, bigger and stronger, until at last, of course, a few blossoms are put forth. You can see one or two buds now. Sometimes, of course, the blossoming has to be done elsewhere under more specialist greenhouse conditions, up at the place we call Biddulph. But that is another story.